Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and it's nice to sit down. I mean, it's always nice, isn't it? It's always great. Sitting down, probably one of my favourite things to do. But I have not stopped today. You know, when you get on one completely about the house, it started, as it usually does, a bit of washing. So I'll just sort this bit of washing out. Actually, I'm going to put all this washing away. Right, I'm going to free up the washing baskets, because there's no joy like the joy of an empty washing basket. And I believe that deep into my soul. But I've been through the whole house. It's the closest I would probably come to a spring clean, because I didn't actually do any cleaning, but I have sorted, I've tidied. And there's different levels of tidying, isn't there? There's like your sort of day to day, yeah, okay, there isn't clothes on the bed anymore. I've cleared a couple of surfaces. Great, we can live, right? We've got this to a workable level. And then there's sort of the next stage, which is the piles of things get sorted out. The Easter bunny ornament, which has been hanging around, that's gone away, it's been put away. And that's the level of tidying that I went to today. I cleaned the butter dish, which I think gives you an idea of where we've got to with the sorting. I sorted the plants, got all the plants off the shelf, picked off the little brown bits. Nancy got very into that, slightly carried away. But I cleaned their leaves, the poor plants that have been gasping over on the bookcase in the corner. They were thick with dust. There was no photosynthesis taking place over in that corner. A very dirty orchid, a very filthy orchid, actually. And when we first moved in, John went to IKEA and bought us plants because we didn't really have any. And he bought a tiny little one, and it's in a tiny little pot with an enormous, I mean, absolutely huge, the size of the plant pot, like sticky label over it, telling with like the barcode on and everything. That sticker has been on that pot for about 3 years. And today was the day. I was like, that sticker is coming off. It's coming off that pot now. And I went and got the hairdryer. I went upstairs, got the hairdryer, blasted it with that. It peeled off a dream. I wish I'd filmed it for you. It came away beautifully. And now that little pot that I've been looking at for 3 years going, I hate that sticker. Why is it still on there? Finally, I'm free of it. And that's been today. That's been today. But now I've sat down, I'm going to find it very difficult to get up again. I think that'll do. That's enough, isn't it? Cleaning the plants, that'll do. That'll do, pig. That'll do. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell. And I've just had a brilliant little Elevenses. It's a pick-me-up. That's what it's called. I'm not talking about drugs. That's what it's called. It's called a pick-me-up. And it's a biscuit, quite a hard biscuit, but I'm okay with that. Almost like a slightly reinforced rich tea. That's how I describe it. Chocolate in the middle and not an apologetic centre of chocolate. A good solid chocolate. Divine. Absolutely gorgeous. And I'm always on the lookout for something that scratches my biscuit itch. Because I'm somebody, I mean, I could eat a packet of biscuits in a sitting, no problem. So I'm always looking for something that will give me a biscuit fix without necessarily having to eat an entire packet of biscuits. And for me, that was it. So June was in London over the weekend. June was amongst us. It was really nice, actually. We all went out together as a family. John's mum and dad very kindly looked after Peggy. And actually, as we were coming home on the train, I was like, I'm just going to go and get your mum some flowers to say thank you for looking after the dog. Nipped into M&S. Lovely. Got these flowers. Got them on the train home. And Nancy was sat by John, but decided she wanted to sit by me. So I went to move up, like, you know, to move along to the seat next to me, sat on the flowers. Sat on the flowers. Had to like perk them up. You know, I think it was mainly the stems. So that was good. But yeah, I fully, John was like, oh, lovely. Here you are, Mum. Thanks very much. Literally a sat on flower. But we went out. We went out for this really lovely meal, all the family. It was gorgeous. But right at the beginning, and I thought, I've got to tell you this, they brought out, because it was Spanish, it was like a tapas place. They brought out olives and those lovely like Spanish almonds that you get, you know, the really salty ones, gorgeous. And so there's a pot of olives, a pot of almonds, and a little empty pot for you to put your olive stones on, right? Anyway, June is very, very short-sighted, right? So June leaned in thinking she was picking up an almond. It was only as she brought it closer to her that she realised, no, in fact, it was an olive stone from somebody else. Somebody had eaten the olive, popped the stone there, and June was about to have that as a little nibble to go with her glass of fizz. So I thought I've got to tell you about that. June mistaking an olive stone for an almond. Thank you for being here, darling. Thank you so much. Sorry, I'm still laughing about sitting on those flowers. Oh my gosh. And thank you so much for being here, darling. I love you very much. And I will see you soon for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell. And I've just had the last of the coconut macaroons, which I think we can all agree have done me very well. Done me very well to keep going up until now. They're the gift that keeps on giving. They're quite weighty. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I could eat more than one. But actually, I'm normally after one, I'm like, no, that was good. I'm good after one. And I think that's why they last me a bit longer. I'm definitely going to get some more. I need to go to Lidl, actually. So yesterday, my stepdaughter was here, right? And she was in the front room. She was watching a bit of telly. And John made her a wrap with feta and lettuce, bit of chicken, fine. Anyway, took it into her. She ate half and then she went upstairs, right? She went upstairs. It was only when she came back down that she realised that she'd left the other half of the wrap on a plate. We've got like a sort of low table, a footstool type thing in the front room. Guess who had launched herself from the sofa up onto there, sniffing about for that wrap? Yes, it was Peggy. Naughty little piggy Peggy had got up there. But the best thing was she sniffed all round it, right? She ate the wrap. She picked out the lettuce. The little pig, she went through the wrap, picked out all the lettuce because she didn't want that, and polished off the lot. Nom, nom, nom. Thank you very much. What a cheeky imp. Naughty little dog. You can't blame her. Unattended food. It's fair game. And Peggy's starting, actually, with new daycare. Yeah, we've got somebody. Because I told you, didn't I? Because our old daycare closed. So I've been on the lookout. Anyway, obviously, as previously discussed, Peggy is... she's gorgeous. She is. She's very sweet. But, you know, she can have her moments. So I do, yeah, I'm slightly apprehensive about how it's all going to go. But we'll see. Right, we shall see. I love you very much. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And I shall see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell and something very funny has just happened. So literally, just before I came to speak to you, the doorbell went. So I was like, okay, right, yeah. Went and answered the door and there was a couple there, an older couple, and they were very, very excited. They said, hello. And I was like, oh, hi. And he was holding an orchid, lovely orchid. Anyway, they started to come in. I was like, can I help, you know? And they were like, Lottie. And he sort of went to hug me and I had to... I just sort of found me shaking my hands, going, I'm not Lottie. And then she twigged. He still hadn't. He still thought he was coming in. But she did. She went, oh, no, no, hang on, hang on. Something's wrong. They needed to go next door, it turns out, for a minute. It's just how happy they were. And they were so pleased to be coming in. It was very... It was very funny. So I did go to Lidl. You'll be pleased. I know you will have been wondering. And I did get more coconut macaroons. In fact, I went a bit wild in the aisles, which is very easy to do. Very easy to do in Lidl. I bought cherry Bakewells. Cherry Bakewells are my favourites. The cheaper, the better. So I got myself a box of those as a little treat. But it was quite an eventful trip to Lidl. I mean, things were going well. So I had to take both the babies with me, which I don't think I've ever done before. Got a lovely parking space, parent and child. Lovely, lovely. Lots of room. Went up to see if they had a trolley that you can put two babies in. And sure enough, there was one. I was like, this is fantastic. This couldn't be going better. Put my pound in to get my trolley, couldn't pull the thing out of the back. You know, you give it a couple of goes and you're like, what am I doing wrong? Anyway, there was a nice guy, he was going in, he was trying to help me. And I was like, oh, could you let them know? Anyway, the guy from Lidl comes up, couldn't have been nicer, could not have been a more lovely guy. He had his little key thing, you know, like you'd open a tin of sardines with. He had that. He was trying to do it, couldn't do it. He went inside and I thought, oh, we'll have some sort of implement for this. Came out with a hammer. I was like, yeah, OK, sure. Why not? Why did I assume there would be a tool for this? And he basically had to smash the chain off. Like we were just stood there. We were just stood there in Lidl car park. He's got this huge screwdriver bashing it with the hammer. And Nancy, I'm holding Louis. Nancy's just watching him. I'm watching him. Louis can't take his eyes off it. So I was like, oh, this is us. This is what we're doing today. We're standing in Lidl car park watching this man smash this trolley to bits. Anyway, he did it. He did it. He was my hero. Put the babies in, going round Lidl. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Come to pay, load all my stuff on. And the lady gives me the sign that says, you know, this checkout is closing. And she's like, oh, will you pop that on the end for me? I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, there was a guy who was stood there, saw the sign and was like, oh, OK, I better move. Anyway, as this lady was putting my shopping through, she was like, oh, my gosh, did that guy not come up because he thought I was closing? I said, oh, yeah, I think so. She went, oh, I would have served him. And then she said, to be honest, I thought you were together. Now, I'm not being funny. This guy was probably in his 70s. I've got nothing, no problem at all. But I don't know what the relationship could have been, because even if she thought he was my dad, he couldn't have been my dad. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was no way that the two of us could have been related to each other. There was just no chance. So it was just this sort of strange moment of trying to think, I wonder why she thought that. I wonder why she thought we were together. Anyway, came home, put all the shopping away, lovely. And I just want to say, Lidl hummus, I think, is the best supermarket hummus you can buy. Next time you go past Lidl, pop in, get yourself a pot of their classic hummus. You won't regret it. It's chunky, you know, it's thick, right? It's not going anywhere. I mean, it's less of a dip, more of a sort of paste consistency, which doesn't sound very nice at all, but it's stunning. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me. Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell. Peggy's just been picked up for her new daycare. This is day two of her going. It's been, and I don't want to curse anything, at the time of recording, it's been a roaring success. She could not be more gorgeous, more understanding of Peggy's needs. And she said Peggy was lovely and came to her for cuddles. So I am delighted. Actually, I'm completely thrilled. I'm very proud of Peggy. She hasn't let me down at all. And yeah, it's been a roaring success. So just want to absolutely celebrate that to begin with. I made an incredibly spicy dinner last night. I am a complete baby when it comes to spice. Nancy eats spicier things than I do. And I made like this noodle thing, and I always forget that the curry paste is actually spicy enough on its own. I always think, oh, I'll chuck a bit of chili in. And I use the very lazy chili because I'm very lazy. And I'm always, just every single time, I am too heavy-handed with it. I need to stick to what I know, which is chili flakes. The chopped lazy chili is too much for me. I don't know what I'm doing with it. It was so spicy, I couldn't finish it. And as you know, takes a lot for me not to finish my dinner. So, you know, we went to Lidl. One thing that we bought that I never usually buy, but Nancy took a real shine to it, a melon. Right, now, I don't know if I've told you this before. I hate melon. I loathe it, right? I can't bear it. Not quite fruit, not quite water. It's melon. It's so apologetic, right? And if melon goes in a fruit salad, it destroys everything around itself. It makes everything taste of melon, right? So I'm not a fan, but I don't want to close the door on anything for Nancy. She might turn out to be an avid melon fan, right? So she saw this melon. She was like, can we get it? I was like, yes, let's get it. How do you know if a melon's ready? That's my question. Because I'm sort of feeling it. I don't really know what I'm quite feeling for. I put it in the fridge. I don't know if that was a mistake. I don't know if it should be out room temperature with other fruits. I don't really know how to treat the melon. So yeah, any hints, any tricks on how to know, is a melon ready? Like, you want to have it ripe, juicy melon, don't you? So yeah, any information about when a melon's ready, greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.